The Alliance describes itself as a legislative and educational advocacy group for the studios and production support companies here in Georgia. It's also partnered with the Lieutenant Governor's Office to help create a training curriculum for film and TV jobs. Misty Holcomb is with the Alliance.
What the Studio Alliance wanted to do was form together a unified voice so they could advocate for the bricks and mortar aspect of the film industry.
Holcomb says a lot of these businesses are here because of the state's film tax credits. Georgia has one of the most generous policies in the country. Right now, a company could get back up to 30% of its in-state expenditures for filming here. But Holcomb points out that studios don't get credits for building out facilities or hosting out-of-state productions.
The fact that they're investing millions in driving economic development in those communities, there are things to make sure that they continue to build that positive infrastructure all over the state.
Those are the sorts of things that you say when you're building a case for a certain tax credit needs to be larger, more generous, and open to more people.
Wesley Tharp is with the Georgia Budget and Policy Institute. He says in the next budget year, the state will lose about $273 million to the film tax credit. Georgia officials claim the industry has generated $5 billion in economic impact, but Tharp says that number hasn't really been dissected, and it needs to be.
Without a clear picture of not only the number of jobs that we're getting, but also the types of jobs that we're getting, it's just, I think, unwise to look at making the already very generous credit even more generous.
Most states do offer some kind of tax credit to the film industry, though some, like North Carolina, have started to reconsider them. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.